I know people find this hard to believe because you're talking about 18 to 23-year-olds. So I understand if you're not enamored with the statement I'm about to make. But that team was tired on Friday night. Tired. And it's nobody's fault as to why they're tired. Nobody. And the reason why it's nobody's fault is because the Big Ten has done a simply fabulous job with all the rescheduling. So Penn State was supposed to play Thursday night with Ohio State. Did. All right. Friday was an off day. Saturday, they did a walkthrough. Then they flew to Cedar Rapids. Played the game at Iowa on Sunday. The game in Nebraska was added in because, based on proximity, Penn State's at Iowa. Nebraska's not that far. Nebraska and Penn State need to make up a game out there, so they set it up. That the Big Ten did its job. So Penn State, as soon as the game was over, went bus back up to Cedar Rapids, flew to Lincoln, did a walkthrough on Monday, played the game on Tuesday night, flew back and got back at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, at this point, Penn State has played 3 games in 5 days, and they get back at 3 o'clock in the morning. No practice on Wednesday. They did a film and a 45-minute walkthrough on Thursday, and then they played the game on Friday. Meanwhile, Purdue on the other side had the week off, and it's just the way it fell into place. It's nobody's fault that this is how it fell into place. Because the way the schedule was set up is Penn State was supposed to play Sunday at Iowa, and they were supposed to play Purdue on Friday. So, basically, Penn State would have most of the week off. But then the Nebraska game got added in, which was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to do. And Purdue did not have any games to add back in. And since they didn't have any games to add back in, they got the bye week. So they had 6 days off between games. They played on Saturday at Nebraska, didn't play again until Friday night. Penn State, meanwhile, played Sunday, Tuesday in between. Hey, that happens. It's you know, in fact, this is, I mean, Purdue's in a great spot. They don't play again until they play Indiana. And that game is not until next Saturday. So, I mean, that's going to be a well-rested basketball team going to Indianapolis to play the tournament. And Purdue's good. Jaden Ivey is, ooh, man, he is something else. Watching him play in person, man, that is some athlete playing basketball right there. Wow. I'll tell you everything you need to know. Now, his mom, by the way, is the head coach at Notre Dame, women's basketball at Notre Dame. Well, he plays the game like a coach's son. He plays defense like a coach's son. And there was a play where he was driving in and he got stripped by Jamari Wheeler. Most freshmen, that happens, hang their head, and then they jog back down court. Nope, not him. Hey, he sprinted down the court and he blocked it off the backboard. Wow. So anybody sitting there saying, how can any team be fatigued? It's amazing how there was one team in the NFL that had the last bye week of the season. These are pros now. And had been struggling going into its bye week. And then after the bye week, didn't lose a game. Do you know which team that was? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs struggled going into their bye week. After the bye week, never lost. So a well-timed bye week can mean a lot to any team. And in this case, it paid off for Purdue. And circumstances just worked against Penn State. Maybe it's not a great matchup for Penn State either. But that's going to happen. You know, and Dick and I talked about it before, you know, in the pregame. And we try to let people know before the game some things that you ought to be watching for. And we talked about, okay, Jim Ferry said in the postgame show Tuesday night, and this is when they won. Said, man, I said, there are times we play tired out there. He said, we played a lot of games in a short period of time because they played Thursday, Sunday, and now it's Tuesday. And he said, we got through this and won. Well, we mentioned that, and that's the carryover. The carryover is, you know, because you're not going to get much done, especially when you're getting back at 3 in the morning. And it turned out that it was a bad combination. 4 games, 8 days versus one team playing its first game in 6. And they play, they look, and they just play better. No getting around it. So they got Minnesota on Wednesday.